Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Colbún's Earnings Results Conference Call, hosted by Sebastián Moraga. My name is Carolyn, and I'm your event manager today. During the presentation, your lines remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star then zero on your telephone, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I would like to advise all parties the call is recorded for replay purposes. Now I'd like to hand over to Sebastián. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Colbún's first quarter 2015 conference call. My name is Sebastián Moraga. I am the CFO of the company, and joining me today is Miguel Alarcón, our Head of Investor Relations. I hope that you have received our first quarter press release and our results review presentation that we have prepared to complement the analysis of our figures. Today, we will first talk about the relevant highlights of the quarter to then analyze in detail the quarter's results. After that, we will give you an update on recent events and our investment projects. Following the presentation, there will be time to participate in a Q&A session. It's important to mention that questions will be accepted in either English or Spanish. Now please go to slide number 3 to review some highlights of this quarter. First, revenues for the first quarter totaled $317 million, decreasing 23% compared to the first quarter of last year. The decrease compared to first quarter of last year is explained by lower other income related to a non-recurring insurance payment of almost $33 million registered in the first quarter of 2014 due to the loss of profits associated with the failure in the Nehuenco II power plant in March 2013. In addition, lower revenues can be explained by a reduction in sales to free customers, which are partially offset by higher sales of energy and capacity in the spot market. Second, first quarter of 2015 posted an EBITDA of $93 million, lower than the $120 million recorded last year. Excluding the effect of the insurance payment just mentioned, EBITDA was up 6% compared to first quarter of 2014. Third, hydro generation during the first quarter of this year was 1% lower than in the first quarter of 2014. Although the Angostura power plant was fully operating during the quarter and the Blanco power plant resumed operations by mid-February, hydro generation reflects the extremely dry conditions of the period. Fourth, the company was able to meet 68% of its commercial commitments with baseload capacity, hydro and coal, higher than the 61% figure in the first quarter of last year. The remaining commitments were supplied with natural gas generation. Considering the terms negotiated by the company of current gas supply agreements, this source of fuel represents an efficient generation source. The net income of $7 million registered in this quarter negatively compares with the $52 million posted in the quarter of last year. The decrease is explained by a lower EBITDA and higher non-operating costs, especially related to higher financial expense. Finally, financial investments reached $817 million at the end of this quarter. Net debt decreased up to $1 billion in the first quarter of 2015 from net debt of $1.4 billion at the same period of last year. Now, I will turn to Miguel Alarcón, who will speak about the main drivers of last quarter's results and operations.
Thank you, Sebastián. Good afternoon to everyone. Please move to slide 5 for a review of the main financial figures of this year, starting with a physical sales and generation balance analysis. I would like to start by saying that overall, this quarter was very similar to last year's. The generation mix and PPA level were in line, and the reliable operation of our power plants, combined with lower thermal variable costs, allow us to overcome the lower hydro generation. It is important to highlight the 100% availability figure of Santa Maria 1 power plant during this quarter. Energy sales volume to customers under power purchase agreements during this quarter reached 2,782 GWh, 7% lower than the same period of the previous year, mainly explained by the expiration of two contracts with three customers, partially compensated by new contracts with Codelco that began in January of this year. During the quarter, we had a slight decrease in total own generation, mainly due to lower gas output as compared to the same quarter last year. Colbún recorded net sales in the spot market of 327 GWh, almost 50% higher than the same period last year. Significant part of these sales are deducted from sales to free customers as a result of certain conditions incorporated in the new commercial agreements with Codelco. The power generation breakdown in this quarter was characterized by slightly lower hydroelectric generation and a 50% reduction in natural gas production. Those decreases were partially compensated by higher coal-fired generation and diesel-fired generation. Overall, lower commodity prices meant a decline in Colbún's thermal average production cost compared to the previous year. In summary, the generation mix of this quarter allowed 68% of the company's commercial commitments to be supplied with efficient energy. This is hydroelectric and coal. The remaining commitments were met with natural gas generation. Now, please continue to slide 6 to analyze the EBITDA for the first quarter. First, revenues for the first quarter of this year totaled $317 million, decreasing 23% compared to the same period last year. Main reasons are, first, the already mentioned non-recurring income of $33 million from the insurance payment from Nehuenco II. Second, the expiration of the contract with Codelco at marginal cost in December last year. This contract was replaced by another agreement with this same client at a long-term price and considers the sale by Colbún of a portion of the contracted supply by Codelco with a resulting margin that is credited to the client's billing. In third place, the contract with Metro expired in March of last year. Raw materials and consumables used totaled $205 million, a 25% decrease compared to the same period in 2014, explained mainly by lower fuel costs. Withal, EBITDA for this quarter improved 6% when excluding the effect of last year's insurance payments. Now, let's move to slide number 7 for the non-operating income analysis. Non-operating income of this quarter recorded losses of $20 million, higher than the losses of $7 million in the first quarter of last year, driven mainly by higher financial expenses by $12 million. This increase is due, in first place, to lower capitalization of financial expenses after the commissioning of the Angostura power plant in April 2014 and due to higher gross debt because of the international bond issuance in July of last year. Second place, roughly around $9 million decrease in the other income line. The decrease is explained due to a higher other income in the first quarter of last year. This period considered a non-recurring income by $16 million resulting from the physical damage compensation relating to a failure of the Nehuenco II power plant in March of 2013. This effect was partially offset by the $7 million one-time asset impairment charge stemming from the failure of the Blanco hydroelectric power plant occurred in January of last year. This was partially compensated by a slightly positive exchange rate difference versus a $9 million loss of last year, mainly because of higher volatility in the Chilean peso to US dollar exchange rate in the first quarter of last year on temporary balance sheet accounts stated in local currency. Now let's move to slide 8. The company recorded in the first quarter of this year a profit of $7 million, a decrease when compared to a profit of $52 million in the first quarter of last year. Net income before tax in this quarter was $25 million, 60% down from the same period last year. The decrease is explained, as mentioned in the previous slides, due to a lower EBITDA and higher financial expenses. Income tax registered an expense of $18 million as of this year, compared to expense of $20 million in the same period last year. The tax expense in this period is mainly explained by, first, an increased corporate tax rate due to a tax reform enacted in September of last year. In second place, a 3% depreciation of the exchange rate, Chilean peso to US dollar, affecting the calculation of deferred income taxes, given that both fixed assets and tax losses are stated in Chilean pesos. And number three, due to a higher PPUA, this is provisional payment for absorbed net income. Now, please go to slide number 10 to review some recent events. On January 1st of this year, two new long-term contracts were signed with Codelco and started. The annual contracted capacity is 510 megawatts, and the associated energy is approximately 4,000 gigawatt hours annually. As previously said, Blanco Power Plant of 60 megawatts of installed capacity resumed operations on February 18th of this year after the failure that occurred in January 12th of last year. The insurance process related to this event is underway. As reported in a public statement of March 20th this year, the company is exploring investment opportunities in the generation market in South America, including the Colombian market. Related to this, on April 15th, Colbún was pre-qualified in the public auction process for the sale of its Agen shares, which is being led by the Colombian government. Colbún's ordinary shareholders meeting was held on April 22nd. All matters submitted for consideration of the shareholders were approved. Among these topics, the definitive dividend for last year was approved, amounting $12.7 million. In addition, there was a board election and most of the board members were re-elected, except for Mr. Sergio Undurraga, who was replaced by Mrs. Luz Granier. Now, continuing with the conference call, please go to slide number 12, where Sebastián will give you an update on the status for growth options.
Thank you, Miguel. And before I start detailing our growth opportunities, it is important to highlight the strong liquidity position of the company with over $800 million in cash to deploy in potential growth opportunities. As we have mentioned before, we are searching for growth opportunities in Chile and other countries in the region, such as Colombia and Peru, in order to maintain a significant position in the power generation business and diversify our sources of income. As already mentioned, and in line with this growth strategy, during this month, we pre-qualified as one of the bidders for the sale of the Colombian company, Isagen. And the bid date has been set by the government of Colombia for May 19th. Now, in terms of our project in slide number 13, we announced in December 2014 the construction of La Mina project. The construction and commissioning of this project is expected to last around 26 months, therefore starting commercial operations in 2017. The estimated capex is approximately $130 million, including the transmission line, and it's important to mention that La Mina qualifies as non-renewable mini hydropower plant, which contributes to Colbún's obligation to comply with the Law 2025 requirements. The progress of the project as of March 2015 is according to our schedule. Moving forward to slide 14, and regarding our coal-fired plant unit Santa Maria 2, the company is analyzing the social, economic, and commercial dimensions of the project, and we expect an investment decision during the second half of this year. Regarding our San Pedro hydro project of around 160 megawatts of installed capacity, as we have said before, during last year, the necessary geological studies needed to define that the adjustments required by the engineering of the project were concluded. The adjustments do not involve changing the main environmental parameters, and it is expected to enter these modifications to the environmental assessment system during the first semester of this year. Socialization process related to studies and adjustments of the project continues, to informative meetings with municipalities, communities, neighborhood associations, and regional authorities, among other groups of interest. On the other hand, major works defined in the RCA, Resolución de Calificación Ambiental, of the project, were completed and submitted to the municipalities of Los Lagos and Panguipulli, such as the Lakeside Beach and Campsite in Rinihue and the Tourist Information Center of Panguipulli, demonstrating the project's commitment with its neighbor communities. With this, we are concluding Colbún's first quarter 2015 results review. Thanks for listening, and now we are open to answer your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, then please key star, then one on your telephone. record your name and press the hash key. If you decide to withdraw your question, key star then 2. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you'll be advised when to ask your question, and all other lines remain on listen only. So to ask a question, it's star then 1 on your telephone. We have the first question, and it comes from the line of Mitchell Moss. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Just a couple questions on the types of opportunities you're looking at outside of Chile. What's your preference in terms of being contracted or uncontracted? You know, just how are you guys thinking about looking at investment opportunities outside Chile in terms of, if they need to have contracts or not? And also, I mean, you know, just any other things around non-hydro, you know, if you're open to coal or gas or, you know, anything else.
Thank you for your question. And regarding contracted or uncontracted, we believe the philosophy of having long-term assets needs to be tied to PPA contracts. We are aware that in some countries, the PPA duration of contracts it differs. Actually, in some countries of the region, contracts are probably have the same duration as in Chile, and in others, they are a little bit shorter. But being tied to the spot market is something that at this time we would not be looking to pursue. Regarding technology, currently the opportunities we are looking are mixed. We are looking both at hydro and thermal technologies.
Okay, and I may have missed the opening just in discussion about how hydro is looking for the rest of the year. So I apologize if you've already mentioned it, but could you just discuss, you know, how, whether or not based on the conditions so far on reservoir levels, whether or not you expect any pickup for the rest of the year?
Hi, Mitchell. We didn't comment on the hydro situation. In general, we are cautious not to give forecasts on hydro conditions. All we can say right now is that as of March, things have been extremely dry so far, but we still need to wait at least 1 month towards the beginning of the new hydrological year in order to have more data to categorize this year or have a more conclusive thoughts about it. So in a nutshell, we still need to wait a bit new rain season.
So I'm just to make sure I understand, the hydro year begins roughly May 1st. Is that when I should think about that?
That has been the historical pattern over the last couple of years. It has started a bit later than that, closer to June. Other than that, you also need to know that there is a chance that the El Niño could materialize according to some foreign studies. Specifically from the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
Sorry.
And that would mean more...
Sorry, I just want to make sure you said Niño.
Sorry, what, Mitchell?
You said there could be a Niño phenomenon?
I'm saying that some analysts say that the El Niño is more likely to come this year.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for that question. The next question we have comes from the line of Nicholas Shields. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my question. My question is regarding the contract with Codelco. I'm aware that you cannot disclose so much on this contract, but I would like to know if this clause, the special clauses that in this case, in this quarter, imply that you have to give up or to give back some money to lower the price of the contract with Codelco. Could work on the other side. So, for example, if you have to incur into extra cost to supply the contract, Codelco does, or the Codelco price contract increases to supply the that cost increase. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicolas. As you mentioned, we are bounded by a confidentiality agreement, but what I can tell you is that in some sense, in terms of cost structure, we can share some of this with our customer.
Okay, and to do a follow-up on that question, do you expect a full ramp-up of that contract with Codelco in the coming month or in the coming quarter? Do you think it should take more or longer to be fully demanding the energy that is already contracted?
Well, that obviously depends completely on Codelco, and obviously I cannot comment on what are Codelco's expectations in demand. Sorry for not being able to answer that.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you for that question. I'll just remind everybody, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please key star, then one on your telephone. We have another question from the line of Nicholas Schell. Please go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Considering no one else wants to do any questions here. From the $38 million that you sell in the spot market, is there a possibility you could disclose how much did it go to lower the price of the Codelco contract?
Sorry, Nicolas, as Fer mentioned, there is a confidentiality agreement in place. We cannot disclose.
Say anything on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you. I'll just remind you again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please key star, then one on your telephone. We have no questions coming through, Sebastian.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for attending this conference call, and we'll be obviously having this new conference call once we publish our second quarter results for this year. So nice afternoon for everyone, and goodbye.
Thank you, Sebastian. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining, and enjoy the rest of your day.